Eyewitness video shows smoke rising from the largest oil port and storage area in the United Arab Emirates, the result of an Iranian drone, according to the UAE's defense ministry. Experts say the Fujairah oil industry zone on the country's eastern coast is a key target, given it feeds a pipeline that runs across the UAE, allowing oil shipments to bypass the Strait of Hormuz, which is currently under a dual blockade by Iran and the U.S.
The more that terminal comes under fire from Iran, the less it's an option for ships to pick up anything from that pipeline that runs through to the very opening of the Indian Ocean.
It's not the first time the Iranians have targeted the Fujairah port. There was a similar attack back on March 3rd. But this time, the UAE's defense ministry said Iran also launched four cruise missiles at various areas across the country. It said three were successfully engaged over the country's territorial waters, while one fell in the sea. On Monday, Iranian state TV aired images of the country's navy shooting what it said were warning shots at U.S. destroyers. But Tehran appears to be turning once again against U.S. allies in the region, including the UAE.
And they've also gone after the UAE because the UAE has complicated relationships, I think is probably the best way of putting it, with all of its friends at the moment. The Saudis, for example, we know are talking to the Chinese, and they're putting pressure on the Chinese to encourage the Iranians not to strike at Saudi Arabia. So UAE is putting itself in a particularly sort of unique position. And what we don't know is what they're asking for behind closed doors when it comes to U.S. strikes against against Iran in retaliation for this.
Earlier in the day, the UAE's energy minister was at a forum where he discussed his country's recent decision to leave OPEC. He said the best-case scenario was that no one would control the Strait of Hormuz. Meanwhile, flights scheduled to arrive in the UAE were also diverted for what authorities said were active military threats.